continue our talk on our call to fruitful living. Let's read together Galatians 5:22 through 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Now, I want to warn you right here. Please don't just blow past this lesson because you've heard it before. Let's listen to it again. The fruits of the Spirit are the qualities that God wants to produce in our lives. So we need to listen again. Let's briefly define each of these fruits. Love is the charity or the character of God. Joy is rejoicing in God's salvation. Peace is the product of God reconciling sinners to himself. Patience shows that Christians are following God's plan, not theirs. Kindness, showing goodness, generosity, and sympathy to others. Goodness, working for the benefit of others, putting others first. Faithfulness, consistently doing what we promised the Lord we will do. Gentleness enables us to find rest in Jesus and encourage and strengthen others to do the same. Self-control, the discipline given by the Holy Spirit that allows Christians to resist the power of the flesh. These are the qualities God wants to produce in your life. Will you follow Him today? Will you do that? Will you listen again? You've heard this lesson many times before. So have I. Will we allow Him to produce these qualities in our lives and strengthen them? You may knock some of these qualities right out of the park, but there may be others that you struggle with. Let's all make it a matter of prayer this week, asking God to intercede and help us recognize the fruits of the Spirit that we need help with. The only way we can make a difference on this side of heaven is intentionally asking God to help us with these qualities. We must clean up these areas in our lives that God is not pleased with. And we can only do that through the power of His salvation. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus identified 8 basic character qualities for living a full and happy life. Let's look at Matthew 5:3-12. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Now let's list these character qualities and the quality that the person has and how they're going to be blessed, how Jesus, what He promised them that they would be blessed with. In verse 3, it says, the blessed person is the poor in spirit. And the promise Jesus gave was, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And in verse 4, the one blessed were the ones who mourn. They shall be comforted, Jesus promised. Verse 5, the meek shall be blessed. They shall inherit the earth. Those who hungers and thirst for righteousness, they are satisfied. In verse 7, the ones blessed are the ones who are merciful. They shall receive mercy. Verse 9, the peacemakers are blessed. They shall be called sons of God. In verse 10 and 11, those persecuted because of God's righteousness will be blessed with the kingdom of heaven. The Holy Spirit continues to develop His fruit in our character. He continues that. He does, or He doesn't expect us to do this on our own. Remember, when Jesus left, He sent us a helper. Our helper is the Holy Spirit. Let's be encouraged by that this week. Learn or lean into our helper and allow Him to guide us through each and every day. You remember in the beginning I said, please don't blow off this lesson because you've heard it before. The Sermon on the Mount, the fruits of the Spirit. You know, there's a reason here that we have to hear them over and over. It's because God loves us so much, He continues to remind us. Just like we have to remind our children over and over again something that they need to do that helps them. He continues to remind us. Let's love Jesus back by doing what He has called us to do. Have a great week. May God bless you always and in all ways.